Right, do you ever fancy being in the movies? It's 13 away after 6 at the moment. If you fancy being in the movies, well, movie extras are looking for a few people to appear in a new movie. It's great because there's a specific look. Obviously, for every movie, there is a specific look for movie extras. And they are looking urgently for slim males and slim females. And you have to pass as poor Irish people in the 1850s. I just think it's a great description. Derek Quinn from Movie Extras is on the line. Derek, how are you?
Good evening, Callum. Getting yourself?
Good. I suppose you do. You have to be totally specific when you're looking for somebody. But one of the lines is you have to look poor, which...
Yes.
Which is half the population of Ireland at the moment anyway, since the recession.
Well, it's kind of ironic because the film is actually about the falling of a bank back in the 1850s.
Wow.
So quite apt, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're actually looking for lots of different people at the moment, but specifically we're looking for people who are quite gaunt looking and can pass as Irish poor people back in the 1850s.
So do you want them to come looking poor? In other words, Jez, I couldn't get the bus, I had to walk, I've no money, and they're in dirty clothes, or is it a certain look?
Well, it's just kind of, I suppose, a gaunt, slim type look. You got to kind of, I suppose, put your head back in the 1850s and think of kind of what people were like back then. You know, they probably didn't eat very well for quite a long extended period of time. But like, obviously, like when they do kind of come on set, or prior to going on set, you know, they'd spend about an hour and a half in costume and makeup.
Okay.
And hair, and they'll do a fantastic job, you know, making somebody's hair look as if it's kind of unkept and unwashed for weeks.
But you don't want that sort of very, very well nursed, maybe jowly cheeks and a rather large belly. That's not, please don't apply here, thanks.
For this particular role, like it's funny, you know, like, you know, one day, like last week, we were looking for really healthy males and females. Now, quite a lot of those people on our books anyway, but that was for an advert. And then this week we're looking for unhealthy looking people. We're actually looking for a heroin addict, like, or looked like a heroin addict there recently as well. So it's,
the great thing about the people that you apply for, or you're looking for and looking for in extras, you can be so politically incorrect because you have to be.
Yes, we're mostly very aesthetic focused business, we really are. And that's it, just has to be, you know, like when we're looking at any production, you know, they need a very specific look, which will actually fit with what it is, you know, and that's all we have to deliver.
So if I am an unhealthy, scrawny looking poor person, what do I do now?
Well, if you go onto our website, www.movieextras.ie, and click in the notes, you'll see the different things which we're actually passing for at the moment, and you can then just send in a submission, and they have to, you know, submit kind of details like your measurements and contact details as well, which is very, very important, and also very recent photos of yourself is absolutely perfect.
And how long will you actually be working for if you do get called in as an extra?
Well, this particularly, it really depends on kind of which production. Like, there are some productions, you know, where you could kind of get maybe 20, 30 days over kind of a 3-4 month period. Other ones are a specific day. Like, we're at the moment looking for as well for guys with just medium hair down to your neckline to play dandies in one of our productions. And believe it or not, we've got like quite a lot of our members.
But my hair is down to my neckline. Yeah,
there you
got
are,
a
Colin.
Bit of a beard.
Right. Let's get the day off next Tuesday.
I've been called a lot of things. Never a dandy, but you know, I tell you, give it a... So if they, and again, what sort of... Obviously, if you are one of the poor, scrawny people who do get the job, you're probably not going to feed them. But but how much money...
They were said after wrap, they will be.
what do you pay for an extra? What would an extra get?
It depends. Like, these days are quite long, so you become at somewhere between 70 up to about 120-130, but it is a long day. But you know, it's absolutely great crack. It's fantastic. You know, you spend an hour and a half in hair and makeup, being well, can I use the word dolled up? Maybe not for this particular role.
Dolled down
perhaps, yes. But you know, you end up kind of chatting away to people and you see the magic of what goes on behind the scenes, you know. It always amazes me that, you know, you can have 70 cast out there, you can have 70 extras out, and at the end of a 12-hour day they're looking for 2 minutes footage, you know, for a production, and you can see how hard the crew and the cast actually work. It really is amazing to see it, but it's just a magical experience. It's a story which you'll never forget, and a story which you know you can tell you know everybody.
Could you make a living as a movie extra?
No, I wouldn't advise anybody to give up their full-time career. It's something like, you know, we'd have lots of our people who'd have, you know, who might get kind of maybe, you know, a day every week or every couple of weeks or stuff like that. You know, it really, really depends. Like, you know, and some of our productions are quite contemporary, you know, we can use. But then, like I'd say, for a costume production, that would be very specific measurements. Right. So, like, we're involved in another big production which will go on for 7 months now till April. Yeah. And they're very, very specific in what their requirements are. Like, you can't have blonde hair for that. But then we're on three other contemporary productions where blonde hair is great. You know, so it really depends.
Al Porter, who presents me quite a lot, I don't know if you know Al, the comedian. Al has actually just tweeted saying, "I'm gaunt, I'm slim, I'm pale, I don't eat well, can I be cast?" And I tell you, he is gaunt, he is slim, and he never eats. So he's a perfect poor person. One of us is going to get into trouble here. I'm not too sure which one. Yeah. The perfect poor look, I don't know. Yeah, it's all in fashion at the moment.
But you know, we've recently they were involved in My Name is Emily production there in the middle of April, and we'd 80, well, I think it was about 50 of our members, but there was 80 people all together running naked out into the sea in gravestones, completely butt naked for the film. So you just never know. Now for that particular scene, you could look like anything, it didn't matter what age you were.
Just you saying that you're looking for people to run around naked. I know Al Porter is back on Twitter again. So, sign me up. All right, listen, we'll put the details up of it. I mean, in seriousness, it is great to get these productions over here in Ireland. The film is called A Dangerous Fortune. And it's based on a bank that actually collapsed, a bit like Anglo-Irish, but back in the 1850s.
Yeah, it's based on a book by Ken Follett, and that's basically the main focus of it, is a bank collapse.
Yeah, so we really didn't learn, did we?
No, history comes around again.
All right, Derek, good talking to you.
Okay.
All right, take care of yourself. See you later. Bye-bye. If you fancy being an extra on that movie, Dangerous Fortune, that's what they are looking for, unhealthy, scrawny-looking people, and there's a certain look. We'll put the details up. We'll tweet the link, and we'll put the details up on the 2FM Facebook page as well. There you go.